Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca. Now, I don't think that anyone likes the idea of having surgery. Who wants to have surgery? However, what if you could have a seemingly painless surgery that would give you perfect eye vision? That sounds rather appealing, doesn't it? Or do you think that sounds impossible? Well, think again, because today we are talking about laser eye surgery. Today's lesson is called Laser Surgery, Anyone? And the question I have for you is, why does Grace seem so excited? Why does Grace seem so excited? Well, friends, open up your magazines to today's lesson, and let's begin. So follow me.
Laser surgery, anyone? Is laser surgery a safe choice? Grace just had laser eye surgery. She is trying to convince her friend Stephanie to have it as well.
Grace, what are you doing at work? Didn't you just have laser surgery?
Yes, my vision is normal now. I don't need to wear glasses or contacts anymore. You should consider it.
I don't know if I'm ready for that. But shouldn't you be home resting?
Actually, after 24 hours, a high percentage of patients go back to work.
I can't imagine someone cutting my eye with a laser. Sounds dangerous.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 contact 这个名词。Contact 在这里是指隐形眼镜。例如 Melissa seldom wears contacts, only for special occasions. Melissa 很少戴隐形眼镜，除非有特殊场合。Contact 又叫做 contact lens, L-E-N-S. 注意 lens 的复数形是字尾加上 E-S. 例如The actor wore colored contact lenses when he played an alien soldier. 这位演员演出外星人士兵的时候会戴上有色的隐形眼镜。Contact 也指熟人或社会关系。例如 It's important to build your contacts if you want to do business. 要做生意的话建立人脉是很重要的。继续我们看 percentage 这个名词 C-E-N-T 这个字根有100的意思。所以 percentage 是指百分比。例如 the percentage of women returning to work after giving birth has increased in the last decade. 过去十年间女性生育后回到职场的百分比有升高。如果去掉字尾的 age, percent 是指百分之一。所以如果要说明有百分之多少前面就要加上数字。例如 only 1% of our customers aren't satisfied with our service. 只有百分之一的顾客不满意我们的服务。
So Gabe, have you ever thought about having laser surgery? What are you
good.
Doing?
You are, yeah, stand, nope, over there.
Gabe, what are you doing with that laser?
Rebecca, yeah, do you like my laser?
No, Gabe, I don't understand why you have a laser. But guess what? My kitten would love to play with that laser.
You're always talking about your kitten. Yes, cats do love laser pointers. Rebecca.
Yes.
You asked me about laser surgery.
Yes, I asked if you'd be interested in having laser surgery.
Well, I'm curious because I'm the one with the laser pointer. I'm wondering if you could open up your eyes here for a minute and help. Maybe I can help you correct your vision.
No, actually, Gabe, I have really good vision. I don't need laser surgery. And I definitely don't want you using that laser in my eyes.
Okay,
so,
but
please no.
Okay, I won't do that. I'm sorry, I'm a very bad example, friends. You're not supposed to shine a laser in someone's eyes. It's very painful and not good for your eyes at all.
Right.
So then why do surgeons do it? How come they get to shine a laser into somebody to correct their eyesight?
Okay, Gabe, A surgeon is somebody who's had experience. They've gone to school. They've practiced. They know what they're doing. You, on the other hand, don't know what you're doing with that laser.
Okay.
But thank you for bringing the laser in to show everyone what a laser might look like.
Well, right, that's a laser pointer. It's not very powerful at all. But this idea of laser surgery, well, for me it seems kind of scary, a little bit dangerous. My brother got laser surgery done a few weeks ago.
Oh.
Yeah, and it was successful. Okay, so it was a success for him, but I've heard of some stories, I've heard horror stories of laser surgery that did not go so well.
Really?
Right.
Well, my sister had laser surgery a few years ago.
Is she okay?
And she's doing great. She says that it was the best decision that she made.
Wow.
It was worth every penny that she spent.
Well, see? So I guess it really is worth it.
Yeah.
Well, then, okay, well, we're going to have a conversation about this anyway because there are some pros and cons.
But let's get started with the title of our lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Our lesson is called Laser Surgery. Anyone? And as you can see, this is a question, and we specifically want to talk about that word, anyone, with the question. When do you use this question? Well, it's just a nice way of asking if there's anyone out there, if they would like what you're offering.
Exactly. But I think it's a little bit unusual in our lesson. Usually we don't ask laser surgery, anyone. Usually we ask something like coffee, anyone? Tea, anyone? Oh, I have some napkins here. A napkin, anyone?
Well, Gabe, mm-hmm. I think the idea is that it is an unusual question,
mm-hmm.
and it's getting people to think whether or not they would consider having laser surgery.
Right, exactly. So it's kind of a fun title for our lesson. But friends, remember, you can use this kind of word, this phrase, when you have people over at your house. Coffee, anyone? Juice, anyone? What would you like? Well, I would like to continue.
Good idea. Me too. Well, the next question we see here is laser surgery a safe choice? So we meet Grace. Grace just had laser eye surgery. She is trying to convince her friend Stephanie to have it as well. So Stephanie starts out by saying, Grace, what are you doing at work? Didn't you just have laser surgery?
Okay, so Grace, she says that her vision is normal now. She doesn't need to wear contacts or glasses anymore. Stephanie says that she doesn't know if she will consider it, and she wonders, Grace, shouldn't you be home resting?
And Grace responds by saying, well, actually, after 24 hours, a high percentage of patients go back to work. So 24 hours after the surgery, many patients are able to go back to work.
That's right, a high percentage, maybe even a majority. Most people who have laser surgery, they can just get back to their normal lives. Stephanie says, I can't imagine someone cutting my eye with a laser. Sounds dangerous. And I have to say, it does sound a little bit dangerous.
Well, it does sound a little dangerous and even scary. But let's talk about this phrase you see up here. I can't imagine. Now, you use this phrase
mm-hmm.
when you literally cannot imagine or you think that something seems impossible for you to do.
Right. So, for example, a lot of people can't imagine living without their smartphones. I can't imagine leaving my home without my smartphone. Or perhaps I can't imagine what it would be like to be a doctor or a surgeon. I don't like the sight of blood.
Well, guess what, Gabe? I can't imagine today's lesson without the
InfoCloud.
Hello, friends. Welcome to InfoCloud. I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Ken. Hey, Carolyn, I have a question for you. Is your speaking style the same as your writing style?
That's an interesting question, Ken, and the answer is no. I don't speak and write the same way. Do you?
Nope. In fact, I would rarely write the word nope in a piece of writing, but I use it all the time in conversation.
Spoken English tends to be less formal than written English, especially when you are talking to someone you are familiar with.
Right. One thing you may notice that happens during a conversation is that the subject may be dropped from the sentence because it was mentioned earlier and is already understood.
Right. For example, I can't imagine being in a car accident. Sounds scary. The second sentence, sounds scary, is missing the subject, but the subject is understood by the listener thanks to the previous sentence.
So if we were writing these sentences formally, we would say, I can't imagine being in a car accident. It sounds scary. Or that sounds scary. Or being in a car accident sounds scary.
But when you are having a conversation with someone, it is not unusual for the speaker to shorten their sentences by dropping words if the meaning is already clear.
口语跟书写的文字往往是有差别的。书写文字比较正式，口语比较非正式。例如 ,I can't imagine being in an accident. Sounds scary. 注意到 sounds scary 是个不完整的句子。正式的讲法应该是 ,it sounds scary, 或是 that sounds scary, 或是 being in an accident sounds scary. 但是口语的英文可以省略这些字，因为句子的意思已经很清楚了，主词就不用再陈述了。这当然只局限于非正式的场合，像日常生活、亲朋好友之间的聊天，写报告或正式的文章就不能省略。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Hello everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom. How would you like a doctor to bend over your head and use a laser to cut your eye? Does that sound a little scary or perhaps a little dangerous? Well friends, in today's lesson we are discussing laser surgery. Actually,Grace and Stephanie are having a very interesting discussion. Stephanie still seems a little uncertain about laser eye surgery. Well, let's continue with this conversation.
Laser surgery, anyone?
Nah, over 30 million people have had laser surgery. This success rate is very high.
It still sounds scary.
Honestly, I was a little nervous before the surgery, but it was close to painless.
That's because they put something in your eye so you couldn't feel anything. That worries me. I hear that there can be side effects, such as...dry eyes.
There can be some, but they're rare. I was just uncomfortable for a day or so, but I see much better now.
OK, 接下来我们看 nervous 这个形容词 ,NERV 这个字根有神经的意思。所以 nervous 是指焦虑的或紧张不安的。例如 Jason gets nervous when speaking in public. Jason 在公众场合讲话就会紧张。如果要说明对什么事情感到紧张的话是用 about 这个介系词。例如 Mark is nervous about his blood test results. Mark 对自己的验血报告感到很不安。它的名词是字尾加上 N-E-S-S, nervousness, 是一个不可数名词。例如 Bobby always covers up his nervousness with laughter. Bobby 总会用笑声来掩饰自己的紧张。最后我们看的是 side effect 这个名词。Side effect 是指副作用。例如 The side effects of this treatment include skin rash and upset stomach and dizziness. 这个治疗的副作用包括皮疹、肠胃不适以及头晕。或者是 sore muscles are one of the side effects of weight training. 肌肉酸痛是重训的副作用之一。或者是 a possible side effect of the rise of interest rates is a decrease in the consumption of goods. 利率提高的一个可能性的副作用就是会减少消费。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Okay, so we're continuing this conversation. Grace says that over 30 million people have had laser surgery. Stephanie still thinks it sounds a little scary. But let's jump down a couple of lines where Stephanie says, that's because they put something in your eyes so you couldn't feel anything.
Now, isn't there something special about that? There's a word that we use if you can't feel anything. Usually you can feel or you can sense something, but if you can't feel anything because your nerves have gone...
Gabe, you're thinking of the word numb. If you can't feel a part of your body for a period of time, mm-hmm. you could say that it's gone numb or it's numb.
Exactly. So, for example, when I went on a long bike ride with my brother, my hands were pressed up against the handlebars for so long that some of my fingers went numb. It feels kind of weird, right, when something goes numb. Well, let's continue here. Grace says there can be some side effects, but they're rare. I was just uncomfortable for a day or so.
And we see those two words, or so. We use that, which means approximately or about. So it might have been a day. It might have been a little longer than a day, maybe 2 days.
That's right. For example, I think that we need to take a break for a minute or so. Friends, we will be right back.
Hey, everyone. It's time for the SC Challenge. And look who's here with me today.
Yeah, surprise, surprise. It's me again. You just saw us.
Imagine that.
Yeah, both of us. Here we are.
However... today, I get to ask Gabe some questions. So, Gabe, are you ready for the challenge?
Rebecca, I certainly am, and I know all of the answers because we have been teaching about this all day.
Great. Well, of course, today's lesson is called Laser Surgery, anyone? Are you interested in getting some laser surgery?
No, my eyes are perfect.
Okay, so he doesn't need any laser surgery. Well, the first question is, why does Grace seem so excited? A, she doesn't need to wear glasses anymore. B, she doesn't have to go to work. C, she doesn't need to study anymore. D, she gets to wear contacts instead of glasses.
Of course, the answer is C, she doesn't need to study anymore. That's great.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, it's because, you know, when you don't have to study anymore, you just feel great about life.
Gabe, that's not correct. That is the wrong answer. The correct answer is A, she doesn't need to wear glasses anymore.
I know.
You know.
Yeah, we just taught about this.
Right. Okay, number two. After laser surgery, when can a patient go back to work? A, 2 weeks later. B, a week later. C, 3 days later, or D, 24 hours later?
Rebecca, none of these answers are correct. Actually, it's a year later. Our lesson specifically says you need to wait a year before you can go back to work.
Are we reading the same lesson?
Huh?
Are we reading the same exact lesson? Because actually, Gabe, the correct answer is D, 24 hours later.
Oh, 24 hours. Yeah, that was my second guess.
Right. So I'm sorry to say, Gabe, you've gotten two answers wrong. Jayo,
well,
maybe you'll get 1 point.
Okay.
Question number three. Why is Stephanie concerned about laser surgery?
Oh, because it's dangerous.
Hold on. Listen. A, it might not work. B, it might be painful. C, it might have side effects. Or D, it might take too long.
Because, of course, it might be painful. Have you ever experienced a laser on your skin, Rebecca?
Gabe, that's not correct.
No?
The correct answer is it might have side effects, C. And actually, laser surgery isn't usually painful.
Rebecca?
It sounds like you might need to study this lesson more.
Yeah. Maybe I'm not worthy to... participate in the SC Challenge anymore.
Maybe next time. Well, friends, I'm sure you got the answers correct. Good job for you. And Gabe, hey, Jayo, next time. Next time you'll do better.
Thanks.
We'll see you next time.
We'll see you very soon, friends. Right away.
Rebecca, are you ready for a game?
I'm ready for a game.
Yes.
As always.
Well, the game is Test Your Teacher, as always. And our players today are all the way from... Hualien Commercial High School. Thank you so much for joining us. You sound great. So in their hands, they have some words. All of the words appear in today's lesson. Friends, if you have your magazine open, you could try to guess which words they are describing as well. So my team name is...
One Piece.
One Piece. We are One Piece.
And my team name is...
Genius!
We are the geniuses.
Okay, well, we are also geniuses with a different team name. Okay, so who's going to go first? Me, right?
I think you're going to go first.
Okay, so One Piece, let's go first.
Okay, are you ready?
Describe the words.
So,
I'm ready.
3, 2, 1, go!
If you go to school, you can make a lot of...
Homework.
No.
I can make students. Friends.
Yes.
I can make a lot of friends.
That's one point.
You're being abroad, so you made a friend to what with your friend or family?
If I'm going to go abroad, I'm going to write my friends. And I'm going to call.
Yes.
Communicate.
The other word?
Yeah, communicate.
And what with your friends?
I'm going to chat with my friends and family.
Yeah, very close.
Very close. Yeah. Talk. It's not talk?
No.
Oh, no, let's skip. Go to the next one.
You got busy one day and you need to take
a rest.
Yes.
A break? Okay, good. We got 2 points.
2 points so far.
If you go abroad by yourself, just yourself, so you can say it is very...
Lonely.
Time!
Oh, man. Okay, we got 2 points. Great
job,
you guys.
Good job. All right.
All right, Team Genius.
Are you guys ready?
Let's see how you do.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, it's a verb. It's a verb. If I have a knife and...
Ooh. Oh, cut!
Yes.
Sounds dangerous.
Okay. It is a nonce, and it can make bad eyesight. People can see something.
Surgery.
No.
Laser.
Can make bad eyesight. People can see something.
Oh, eyeglasses. Glasses.
Yes. You got it.
Okay.
Adjective. And you feel not good.
Sick.
Adjective.
Adjective. Mm. Adjective. You don't feel well.
Yeah. My life.
You feel
it's
sick.
Okay. Take your time.
You feel sick. Help me out. Mm. More words. You don't feel well. You're dying. You're thirsty.
That's not good.
Okay, next one.
And it looks like time is up, Rebecca. Hold on a second.
Yes?
You guys also got 2 points.
I guess it looks like it's a tie.
It's a tie. One Piece and Geniuses, you both got 2 points. Very great job, you guys. Well, friends, that is all the time we have for today. We will see you all next time right here on...
Studio Classroom.
Goodbye. Friend helps at all times.